the five spiritual powers, what most people call power, Buddhists call cravings. The five cravings are for wealth, fame, sex, fancy food, and lots of sleep. The five powers are faith, diligence, mindfulness, concentration, and insight. The five powers are the foundation of real happiness. They are based on concrete practices you will learn in this book. The power of faith. The first source of energy is faith. When you have the energy of faith in you, you are strong. In the gospel, Jesus said that people with faith could move mountains. But the word faith is better translated as confidence and trust, because it is about something inside you and not directed toward something external. The power of diligence. The second kind of power is diligence. You are capable of coming back to your best and highest self, but you must maintain this practice. Don't allow yourself to get distracted and forget to practice. Practice regularly, daily, with the support of your family, friends, and community. This is diligence and discipline. There are four aspects of diligence. The first is that when negative emotions haven't manifested in your mind, you don't give them a chance to manifest. In Buddhist psychology, we describe our subconscious as having two layers, two levels. The lower layer is called stored consciousness, and the upper layer is called mind consciousness. Mind consciousness is our normal waking mind. Stored consciousness is our unconscious mind. The second aspect of diligence is coming and replacing negative seeds that do manifest in your conscious mind. When a negative seed is triggered, the seed of despair, the seed of anger, or the seed of violence, you need to know how to help it stop manifesting and return to its original form as a seed. Don't let it stay too long on the upper level of mind consciousness, because if it stays a long time, it will grow stronger and cause a lot of destruction. There are many ways to calm a negative energy without suppressing or fighting it. You recognize it, you smile to it, and you invite something nicer to come up and replace it. You read some inspiring words. You listen to a piece of beautiful music. You go somewhere in nature, or you do some walking meditation. The third aspect of diligence is to always invite good seeds to manifest. You know that you have a seed of love, a seed of forgiveness, a seed of joy, of peace, of happiness. Learn ways to touch them and help them manifest. If you live in a good environment where you are supported by a loving, healthy community, you have plenty of opportunities to help these positive seeds manifest. The fourth aspect of diligence is trying to keep a good mental formation in the living room as long as possible. We have to nourish it, to keep it in our mind. If a seed of compassion, a seed of joy, or a seed of peace in manifesting as a mental formation, it is good for you. So keep it there, invite it to stay. Don't let it go back down to the basement.